Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about is renting a wheel loader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. Here we go on to the podcast. When we talk about construction business, we need to give the priority to every kind of earth-moving equipment. Each machine is designed and built for a specific purpose, and therefore, as long as you do not have that set of heavy equipment with you, there are high chances that you may not get to desired results, or the results that you have achieved is not to the point and may not be satisfied or satisfactory to the client. For instance, you are a contractor and you are assigned to some task for which you do not have the right heavy equipment. You may end up doing a sloppy piece of work which is most likely will not be appreciated by the client. Getting any more business from the same client can't be expected, and your bad reputation will follow you everywhere you go. So it makes more sense to use the heavy equipment that will give you the best results. All sounds good when we talk about procuring the right set of machines, but the real challenge is to buy one. It may turn out to be very expensive affair to purchase an earth moving equipment, which is why many people just give up their dreams of establishing their construction company. Well, when you have the alternative in your hand, why not use them as well? We are focusing on the topic of how convenient it is to be for a contractor or for a matter of any small construction company to rent a wheel loader. If you're buying one, it's providing it to be an expensive affair. A wheel loader is a very useful heavy equipment that can be seen in almost every big construction job site. It has the capabilities to pull huge debris of dirt and dump it in the dump site or the job site. In a construction site, you will come across debris that needs to be taken care of, and you will not find any other heavy equipment apart from the wheel loader that has the potential to do the work in a better way. So, for contractors who worked in a phased manner, renting a wheel loader is perhaps the most suitable option out there. Renting heavy equipment is never a problem. All you need to do is find the right machine and the work is done. However, following the right channels are important. So, once you have identified a wheel loader, you need to test its capabilities and its strength. Checking if the machine is in good stage is important, or else you will pick up something that has to become a pain for the operator. So when you go to meet the owner to test the machine, make sure that you take along an operator with you so that he or she can test it, and only if he or she gives the nod that you should proceed with the transaction. Check with the owner. Check if the owner is ready for negotiation with the rental amount. In case you find it opt with the current market price, you feel that it's irrelevant to negotiate, you may simply take the loader or else must try to bring the price down. Again, renting heavy equipment is very important on any construction job site. You know, it's great to own it, but also when you don't need it for multiple months after this job, it's better to rent it. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.